Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I just got back from St. Kitts and Nevis, and I'm sharing all of the juicy details with you guys. So if you missed it, please go to our website, travelbagswithanita.com, where we archive all of our shows. So even if you did miss it, but you just want to hear all this great information again, you can certainly find it archived right there on travelbagswithanita.com, as well as maybe we can just get Doc Bill to talk it all through again for us. You do that, Doc Bill?
I'll try, but I don't know if I'll get everything.
You'll get most of it. I mean, you know a lot about St. Kitts and Nevis. I mean, it's a fascinating group of islands. I mean, they're sister islands. I call them twins because they're just so close together. They're right there, just 2 miles apart.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, a lot of these islands in the Caribbean are little groups that share similar cultures. And again, they have a common history. And usually when they're very close together, one group has either conquered it or controlled it, and they fight back and forth. The French and the British fought both over these two islands, and they've changed ownership, particularly in the 1700s and 1800s.
Well, that's true, and you're right about that's just all dotted along the Caribbean, the chain of islands there along the West Indies. You'll find that on all of them, that they were colonized and owned by different countries throughout history, and that is really what makes their cultures also so interesting and so intriguing, too, is that it's really a blend of several cultures. You can see it in the food. You can see it in the traditions. You can see it in all the things that they do, just even in their day-to-day lives. And, you know, another good thing, too, that we saw a lot of is a lot of the ruins from the sugar plantations. So you can still see those there. And I know that would be fascinating information to you with the project you guys are doing on Sapelo with the sugar cane.
Well, it is. I mean, it's a great project. And a lot of some of those ruins have actually been converted into some hotels. And again, sugar cane is the predominant crop that's going in the Caribbean. It was a predominant crop in the early part of the United States around 1805 on Sapelo Island. And we're bringing that sugar cane back.
Well, that is awesome, awesome. I can't wait to hear more about that, especially as you guys start moving it over to Sapelo. But, you know, you mentioned that some of the places have become inns, and you're right about that. And one of the ones that we had a chance to visit is Otley's Plantation. Now, it was once Otley's Estate, which was a sugar plantation. It was owned by Drury Otley, who was a British colonist back in 1656. And when you're there, you can actually see some of the remaining stone walls of what was the boiling house. And that was where the sugar cane went through the final process of becoming sugar. So it was really fascinating to see that. I can't even imagine working in those conditions with all of that heat. But today, it's a beautiful inn. It opened in 1990 with 12 guest accommodations. And the present owners have added a couple of more over the last several years. So it's definitely a great place to check out if you're looking for a place to stay there. And over on Nevis, you know, we've talked about the celebrities. They love it so much. And they love it because there's a Four Seasons on Nevis. So, hey, you talk about luxury, Four Seasons serves it up. So great place to go and stay if you're going over to Nevis.
I think Cicely Tyson was from Nevis. She was from that island there. She later married Miles Davis, but she's an actress that's been in several films.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Cicely Tyson is actually one of my favorite actresses. I didn't know that. Awesome, awesome to know. Now, you know, we talked a little bit when I first started out about I actually went over to St. Kitts on American Airlines. But there are some other airlines that will get you there. So Air Canada does, flies into St. Kitts. American Airlines, as I mentioned, U.S. Airways, Delta, and Seaborne also flies in. But I will tell you this. The airfare is not cheap going into St. Kitts. It's very expensive. During that time, the airfare was running about $800 to $1,000 per person. So it's very expensive. So as nice and as gorgeous and everything as this island is, if you're putting this on your list of places where you want to go, you also need to pull that budget out and really start planning ahead of time so that it's really not going to break the bank if you're going, especially with a family.
That's true, but there's other ways of getting there that aren't quite expensive. It's one of the biggest, actually the biggest industry in St. Kitts now is the cruise ship.
Yes.
And the cruise ships go there. So if you're going to a place that has, you know, this part of the island chain tour, you can see St. Kitts, you know, on a cruise ship, you know, on a cruise ship.
That is absolutely correct, and that's a really good point. So get with your travel professional if you would like to see St. Kitts, because while you're there, too, you're probably going to be there long enough where you can take in some of all these exciting things to do. And in a few minutes, I think we should go over that list of, like, the top 10 things to do when you're in St. Kitts. But now, you're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and, you know, we talk all the time about Sapelo Island, and that is spelled S-A-P-E-L-O, Sapelo. Some people call it Sapelo, but the local folks call it Sapelo, right, Doc Bill?
They call it Sapelo.
They call it Sapelo. So today's show is being brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. If you want more information about how you can have a trip right here in the U.S., you don't have to spend all that $800 to fly away. You can just jump in your car and drive down to the Sapelo Island ferry, take the ferry over. There's another ferry ride, and stay at the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. So check out the website.
You can. SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com. That's SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com. Phone number 912-223-6515. And the fee of the ferry is $5 round trip.
Wow. I think I can afford that.
Well, we had a price increase in that. It used to be $2.
That's right. That's right. I remember those days when it was $2. So, hey. So if it goes up again, maybe it'll go up to only $7 or something. Okay. No, that'll be 10, I guess, if it double, right? But anyway, hopefully it won't go up. Now, let's go back to St. Kitts, though, and Nevis, because I want to talk a little bit about some of the things to do, because I did some of these things. I didn't do all of them, but let's do like a top 10. You want to do that?
Yeah, let's start. What are the top 10 things to do if you visit the Sister Islands?
Well, you know, I'm going to start with number 10. And go up and sort of keep everyone in suspense for what the number one item is. But the number 10 item I would say is to do the zip line tour. And that would be with Sky Safari Zip Lines at Winfield Estates. Now, the only reason why I'm putting it as number 10, and you know why, right?
All right, because you didn't do it.
Well, because I didn't do it, but why didn't I do it?
A fear of heights.
I do not like heights, and especially not zipping through the air, you know, that high up. But hey, I will tell you this. I did go with the rest of the gang. It's tons of fun. They had a great time. We have pictures that we'll post on our website, so you can see them having all this great fun. So definitely put that on your list. Number 9 is to be adventurous. We've already talked about hiking, and there are great volcano summits that you can do. You can also explore the rainforest on a 4x4 safari. So if you want to hike or if you want to do those crazy, crazy safaris in a 4x4, that sounds like lots of fun to me.
Number 8?
Number 8, if you like batik, and I do, you can go to Rumney Manor, which is the home of Carabel Batik, and it is owned and managed by the successive earls of the Rumney over the centuries. So the same family has owned this for a long, long time. It's worth a visit there because of the pristine gardens. You get a chance to see a demonstration of batik, and you'll also see a 400-year-old saman tree.
Number 7?
Number 7, the Botanical Gardens in Nevis. They're exquisite. You can just walk around. You can see local flora as well as flora from around the world. So great, great place to go. We had a wonderful purple drink there made from a purple flower. And number 6 is Cottle Church, which is also on the island of Nevis. And John Cottle was once the president of Nevis and a planter. Now, he built this church in 1824 for his family and for the slaves to worship together. Now, it was illegal for slaves to actually worship at that time. So he was quite ahead of his time in doing that. And number 5, great water sports. Catamarans, catamaran boat ride. Snorkeling is great. Diving, there are over 70 sites just on Nevis alone. Go deep sea fishing. All of those would be great things. I love the water sports.
Number 4.
The Scenic Railway. You can take that. It's a 3-hour tour around the island, and it zips past the sugarcane fields as well as the beautiful shoreline.
Number 3.
Visit the Brimstone Hill Fortress. That's a national park. It's also a rural heritage site, so you definitely want to put that on your list.
Number 2.
The beaches. You know, I love, love, love the beaches. So both on St. Kitts and Nevis, they are perfect for relaxation. There's a ferry ride between the two. Over on Nevis, the beaches are free. There's no problem, so you can just go back and forth and enjoy those beaches. And when I say there are lots of beaches, there are 10 beaches on Nevis. And over on St. Kitts, I believe there are about 11 beaches.
And number 1, which better involve food?
Number 1 is festivals. Those two islands are known for their festivals, both music and food. So if you're going to St. Kitts, going to Nevis, book that trip around the time there's a big festival going on, so you can enjoy that as well.
Sounds great.
Sounds really good to me, too. So you guys, if you want more information on Nevis or St. Kitts, please check out my website. I have more information there. So you can follow up, plan that trip, and go to Nevis and St. Kitts, those sister islands. Now, I want to thank you guys for listening to the show today. Again, the show's been brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. And Doc Bill, thank you for sharing this Just Got Back with me, because I know you hold down the fort while I'm gone, so I appreciate that.
Okay, and we'll have more exciting things coming up in future shows, things on voyages to Cuba, Bend, Oregon, and other places in the Caribbean.
Other places in the Caribbean. So thank you guys for listening. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.